This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you. Off and rolling. On this Wednesday morning, one day away from the start of the Philly season. Phil's tomorrow afternoon here on WIP. And today, one more day to lead you into that. Well, until tomorrow morning when we lead you into that. Look, we're going to get ready for the start of this season. I want to do it with you today on the phone lines, 215-592-9494, to get your assessment of how you feel and what lies ahead. We'll talk to Ruben tomorrow, 7 o'clock, in studio with us for 3 hours. We'll do some Eagles all season. Flyers lose. Here's the word. Again, here's the other word. Bad. Sixers tonight. Look, all of it on the line, all of it on the table today. 215-592-9494. Richard Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Leo Fender, the founder of Fender Guitars, the guy who invented the Fender Stratocaster that Jimi Hendrix played.
Sure.
The Fender Telecaster that Bruce Springsteen plays. He didn't play guitar.
Really?
That's wild.
That is wild. He was an electronics engineer.
That is wild.
Who played saxophone.
Get out of here.
I play saxophone. He dabbled in piano, but he was not a guitarist. Rumor is he didn't even know how to tune a guitar.
Well, that is pretty wild, frankly. You know what it reminds me of? Tell me if I'm remembering this fact correct. I think a few years ago you told us Smithsonian was never in America. Am I remembering that right?
I don't think that was a fact. You might have read that in a book, but I don't think Richie used it. Do you remember that, John? I don't remember that as a fact.
I don't remember that. I do remember. I mean, maybe I did say something about Smithsonian.
But if true, that would be pretty crazy because, you know, the museum, the whole deal. All right. Good morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. 215-592-9494.
So, the whole deal.
Huh?
Museum, the whole deal.
The whole deal. So, one day, and let's crank it up here today. You know, I've really been struck this offseason, but I'll say in particular this month of March, the lead up to the season has been different, has been very different from a Philly standpoint. And understandably so, given the way they lost to the Mets last year, and it's been three in a row now. But I'm curious on the eve of this thing getting real. Can it be the eve of the morning? The morning of the eve of this thing getting real. Where you're at now? Because, you know, we had a – like, I'm fired up. Like, I think they're a great team. They won 95 games last year. I mean, I'm going to repeat, I think they're a great team. Doesn't always ensure you're going to win a championship. There's probably 5 to 7 great teams in baseball. Phil's one of them. It's tough to win it all. But I know the Phillies are going to be in the hunt. I know they're going to give us a lot of great nights April through September. I tend to think they'll do some damage in October, but we'll see. And I'm, here's the thing I'm most curious of. And John, I want to hear from you and everyone, 215-592-9494. How excited are you? And here's what I mean by that. John, I got in front of me the poll result from March 14th. That was 12 days ago. Our show, 12 days ago. The question was, how excited are you for the Philly season? 12 days ago. Only 30% said extremely excited. Now, we were closer to the Eagles then. But, like, you know, that was still, that had been a month before. It had been more than a month before. How excited are you? Extremely excited, 38%. Not excited. Not excited. 22%. A fifth of the audience not excited for a great team. And then somewhat excited, 48%. Ladies and gentlemen, talk to me today. I just want to know this. Are you alive with excitement or still lukewarm the day before they crank it up? John, talk to me.
Sadly, I am lukewarm, and I'm wondering why this is the case.
Wow.
I also want to tell you the Smithsonian founder was a British guy.
Yeah, not American.
No, not American. Yeah. But the fact was he'd never been to America. He'd never
That's what I said.
Ever set foot in America.
Exactly.
But bequeathed his entire fortune to America.
That's wild.
Which is crazy.
You know what's crazier? You're lukewarm for a great team.
I really think that they're great. It almost doesn't feel like it's real that tomorrow's the day. You know, like it almost feels
Wait a second. You know what you
really
want? You want Mikel Franco back at third.
No, he wants
Nick Williams
sure
in
don't.
The outfield. He wants Cesar Hernandez as the
sure
second
don't.
Baseman.
But I think we all have something weird that's going on this year.
It's
where
been
the,
strange. Yeah.
Our internal schedule has been somehow maladjusted by the awesomeness of the Eagles.
That's part of it.
Everything running late. And then, I don't know, there's just been sort of a malaise about these Phillies, which I don't really understand.
Well, you're part of it.
The fact that I said I'm lukewarm does sound like I'm part of it. I don't feel like tomorrow's really the day. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Tomorrow, I'm told tomorrow's the day. Yeah. It just doesn't feel real. I know when we see it happen, things will change. I'm actually excited about this team and their prospects. I'm excited about the crossover effect of our football team won a world title. And I do think some of that, some of the pressure, some of the excitement, some of the expectation, it carries over in a weird way team to team, from sport to sport.
Really helped the Sixers and Flyers, who are 3-97
I think
since the Eagles won.
With our great teams.
3-197?
I do think that there can be some sort of like symbiotic, both teams are great.
Mm-hmm.
This could be the year type thing. It feels like, I don't know, destiny is right there waiting to see if this team's ready. And I think they're ready. This group of guys, I know so much has been made about how they're the same group. No, Dave Dombrowski didn't do enough.
For the most part.
What about the fact that this group of guys, like, who are the young ones? The young ones are Bryson Stott and Alec Bohm, who are now almost grizzled veterans in our minds. They've been through it all. Bryson Stott was suffering last year with a mysterious injury that we didn't learn about until after the fact.
Right.
These guys, I don't know, they're 27, 28 years old. They're not little babes any longer. This is a grizzled veteran team who they've been there and done that. They've got the postseason experience, and they've got the postseason failures to show for it. And right now, that eats them up.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I'm serious.
I think it's a good thing because they don't have to talk about it any longer. They can finally go and start playing
toward it
tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I do think there's some of that. They're waiting. They're chomping at the bits. There's no more talking. They've done that the last couple years, and we see the end result. These are guys who want to take action.
Well,
I'm telling you from my personal experience, I got here to Philly in 2003. Sorry, it was 2003, right. March of 2003. Everyone was talking about the Super Bowl. We've been to back-to-back NFC
championship games
and lost.
That's right.
Everyone was expectant of the Super Bowl. But the team was just like, there's nothing we can do. It's March. We have to wait until August to even go to camp, really, and then we have to wait until the season to prove ourselves.
You really couldn't prove it until January. I mean, really. So here's the thing, John. I agree with you to an extent, the talking stops. I agree with that to an extent. But in many ways, I think the talking will continue because the questions will continue and the doubts for many fans will continue until they see something different in October.
Right.
It's a weird,
players know that, and they know that they're about to go embark on this incredible journey. They believe they can win it all. They believe that's part of the journey. That's what stands at the end of it.
And John, I hope
they're
going to
be better prepared when the postseason comes for their failures the last few years.
Here's what I'll say. I hope everyone listening is aware of this fact. The Phillies can win it all.
Exactly.
Now, they might not, okay?
We could have both teams win the whole shebang this year.
But, like, I get...
It is in... I feel like everyone completely discounts that fact. I feel like everyone just says,
the
Phillies...
but a lot of people.
They didn't do enough, so, woe are we.
Things
will not turn out the way we want them to. Again, this team is that good. This team is good enough to win it all.
All right, so here's the deal. 215-592-9494. Talk to us. What are you thinking? What are you feeling about this coming season? And here's the real question I'm trying to drill down on today. Are you still lukewarm? If you were 2 weeks ago lukewarm on the coming season, are you still? 2 weeks ago, 70% of respondents told us they were either somewhat excited or not excited. For a team that's got an over-under 91.5, I think they're going to go over that, by the way. And here's what I also want to know. If you're still kind of holding back, what is the biggest reason why? James Seltzer, you're about as big a baseball fan as I know. How do you feel about the coming season? Are you holding back? If so, why?
I'm not holding back. I'm fully in. I'm ready. I've gotten there. It took me longer than normal,
Eagles?
As you guys know, because of the Eagles. Yep. Yeah. Like the parade, the whole thing, like the joy. Mm-hmm. I just wasn't ready to flip the page.
Matt's part of that?
No. Honestly, so I'll tell you what the biggest thing for me is not the Phillies in terms of why I think I have been maybe a little less enthused than I normally would be. And I'm getting there. I'm there now. But it's the Dodgers. It's not the Phillies as much. It's this big Goliath sitting there at the end of the day when it's like all that matters is winning the World Series, right? And I'm with you. Something you said, I've said this a few times, something you said a few weeks ago really stuck with me with like how many times we've gone into a season with zero hope.
And that's why I referenced Nick Williams and
I'm
Cal
with you.
Franco
and
earlier.
That really hit me and it stuck with me. Like I'm excited because I have hope with this team. It's just this stupid Dodgers thing that's sitting there that it's so hard for me to get past what they're doing, how they're doing it, and the fact that, like, look, the Phillies could beat them in a series. Of course they could. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't expect them to. Like, I don't expect the Phillies to win the World Series because of the Dodgers this year. So that is kind of something that's sitting there for me.
Yeah, it makes sense.
But I'm ready, I'm excited, and I believe they can win. But the Dodgers are kind of the thing holding me back.
Well, I can see that being a drag. I mean, look, here's something that could happen. The Phillies win 95 games, and the other team is still significantly
without
better.
A doubt.
That is possible.
Dude, I think the Dodgers could, like, they're not going to because no one tries for it, but the Dodgers are good enough to win 120 games. Like, this is as good a constructed roster as I remember in the last 20 years.
All right, so, look, that's one angle on it, and I'm curious at 215-592-9494 if that has dampened your enthusiasm. I think for most people, the combination of three things has dampened enthusiasm the most, and they all intersect, and it's not the Dodgers thing. For most people, I sense it's this. 3 years in a row losing in the playoffs, losing to the Mets last year in the first series the Phillies played, and the manner in which they lost that series with the bats absolutely being a disaster, and so many of those guys being high-priced guys, they're going to be leaned on again this year, and just a lack of belief in those dudes compared to how we felt 12 months ago or 24 months ago.
I think it's that plus the quiet offseason.
I agree.
The fact they didn't really change the group much and all that.
To use John's reference to the 03 Eagles, who also had a great year but lost in the playoffs, they came firing back in 04 with Terrell Owens, Javon Kearse, the reemergence of Jeremiah Trotter, the reemergence of Hugh Douglas. Ladies and gentlemen, rev your engines, let's go. And people were ready to go. This one is different. There's no doubt about it. This has not been constructed the way the 04 Eagles were to bring in two massive upgrades, and then someone like Trotter, who also was a massive upgrade. We didn't know he had that much gas left in his tank at that point, but he got in there and was unbelievable. All right, 215-592-9494.
They had an awesome fullback also.
They did. They did indeed. You don't have to convince me, man. I watched you. All right, are you excited? Are you really fired up? If not, lukewarm. Why? Talk to us. And what would it take for you to move out of that category into I'm excited? Maybe it's they got to go 5-1 out of the gate. Maybe you got to see them play good against the Dodgers up ahead. You tell us. Look, I think they're going to prove a lot of people wrong. I really do. I think they're a great baseball team. 215-592-9494. Talk to us. What are you feeling? Opening day is tomorrow. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. Big day. The day before the day. On 94 WIP.
Brackets busted? New customers at FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino can get $200 in bonus bets when your first $5 bet wins. So that should make it a little bit better. That's 200 extra bucks to bet on everything from clutch shots to last second heartbreaks and even who's cutting down the nets. If you've been waiting to join, there's just no better time. Just go to FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R. There's tourney action almost every day, and FanDuel has amazing bets like spreads, totals, game props, and so much more. Bet on upsets, blowouts, player props, and who will be the last school standing. Just visit FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, and get in on all the college hoops action all tourney long. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. That's FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, for your chance at $200 in bonus bets.
Well, I'll tell you what destroyed the enthusiasm. Being up 2-0 versus Arizona and 3-2 versus Arizona and losing, and then just getting bombed by the Mets. That destroyed, to use a Jim Morrison word, destroyed. That destroyed it. Now, I'm not...
Why is that a Jim Morrison word?
Well, he used the word destroyed.
Destroys the night.
Yeah.
I get it.
For the people that were, listening to the music coming back instead of you.
I just didn't understand why Jim Morrison had dibs on the word destroy.
No, he doesn't. All right, so look, I want to play this audio of Dave Dombrowski, then we'll all react together. Are you still lukewarm on the coming season? By the way, AMA today at 7 o'clock, so get those, 7:20. Get those questions in. Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. Three ways you can interact with the show in addition to the regular phone line. What do you want to know? Give us some great questions. We'll have a segment at 7:20 with AMA. Let's listen to Dombrowski. This was a couple weeks ago with us when we were down in Clearwater talking to him. He knows fans are frustrated. He addressed it. Listen.
There are a lot of fans that are ticked in ways that they weren't after 22 and after 23 who are losing some patience and belief. What do you say to those fans that say, yeah, everything you just said can be totally accurate, but I don't want to hear it, and I don't want excuses, and I want a George Steinbrenner type to lead my team from an ownership standpoint, and I want a Dallas Green type to lead my team from a managerial standpoint. Guys, enough talk. Go win me a World Series. What do you say to those people, which I think there's a lot of out there now?
Sure, and I get it. I think it's a situation. First of all, I'd never use the term, that's baseball.
Okay.
Because I don't believe
I've used it.
Yeah, I don't believe
okay.
that either.
Okay.
Because I don't believe that just happens. I mean, you can go out there and perform better and do things. I think that's baseball, when that term comes into play, is when you get a broken bat hit that flies over the second baseman's head, and or you get a little chopper in
sure.
the infield, and the guy makes a great pitch, and all of a sudden it drives in around you saying, I can't believe that took place.
Yeah.
That's to me is, I think the reality is you need to perform better is what it comes down to at those key times. And I need to put players in a position to do that. I think what ends up happening is, and this is not the first time I've ever been around this, is that patience wears thin, right, is what it comes down to. In 22, people were thrilled that we were in the playoffs. We made a nice run to be in a spot. In 23, to this day, I mean, it will be one of the more devastating playoff losses I've ever been around, losing to Arizona, being up 3-2. Last year, I don't think we played very well coming to the postseason.
Yeah.
The Mets played better than we did. And I don't think yelling and screaming in baseball does much good. I've been around it long enough to be in that spot. Nobody's happy. I mean, internally, we're not happy.
All right, that's Dombrowski. That was a portion of his answer. Obviously, at the very end, internally, we're not happy. Obviously, he's saying at the end with how they lost the last couple of years. Look, it's another chance. Now, they can't win in October for six more months. Okay, they can't
You've done the math?
I actually have. Well, it's actually about six and a half, yes.
Impressive math.
But what do you make of that answer? How do you feel? And are you still lukewarm if you were? And why? Or are you fired up? Talk to us. And why? 215-592-9494 to all the phones. Phone calls coming up in 1 minute.
You know you want lawn care service that provides better results and is safer for your family and pets. That's why I choose Natural Lawn of America. That's my lawn care company. At Natural Lawn, they believe in growing greener, healthier lawns without the harsh chemicals. They use environmentally friendly products to keep your lawn lush and green while protecting the safety of your family and pets. And by using organic fertilizers for safer weed and insect controls, they make sure your lawn thrives naturally. Season after season. With Natural Lawn, I know my family's getting a beautiful lawn that we can all love, and I don't have to worry as much about, when can Louie, my dog Louie, when can Louie go out on the lawn? When does he have to stay off of it? It's just safer. Switch to Natural Lawn, safer services, and you too can start enjoying a natural, beautiful, eco-friendly lawn you can be proud of. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program today, and you get free seeding every year. This has helped my lawn so much. If you want a greener, healthier lawn plus free seeding, call Natural Lawn at 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. Your lawn deserves the best, so call the best. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
All right, 215-592-9494. To join the conversation the day before the Phils crank it up, I use that term crank it up because I think they will, maybe they won't, but at the very least, they start tomorrow. To the phones, Steve in Egg Harbor Township kicks us off this morning. Good morning, Steve.
Are you ready for some baseball? Because I know I am.
I think you're fired up. You're in your Hank Williams mode.
It's opening day coming up. Let's go, people. I mean, I can't, as far as I'm concerned, 70% of them are morons. I mean, this is, we got a great baseball team here. I think we got to do one thing. First of all, we got a great baseball team. Second of all, there's some free money to win early in the season.
Ooh.
Every time Taiwan Walker takes the mound, bet the over and bet the other team. bet the over.
Boy, that's something to get excited about.
Yeah, you're darn right. Free money? I mean, if you can't get excited about free money, then you are a moron. Let's face the fact. Okay, the one problem I have with the Phillies is Rob Thompson. I don't think he's tough enough. Because I think, you know, when they're have a count of 3-1, and you know our guys are overly aggressive, take that aggressiveness away from them. Make them take a pitch. Because a lot of times they're flailing at that pitch at 3-1, just like they're flailing at it 3-2. Take the walks. If everybody does what Harper does most of the time, and I think Harper put too much pressure on himself in that one at bat, knowing that everybody after him was going to be flailing at that outside pitch every time. And that's why he had that one at bat where he took it upon himself and he made the mistake of doing it because he didn't trust the people behind
him. That's possible.
So that's
by the way, hard to trust them when they were struggling the way they were. I mean, you do see some great hitters sometimes in a spot like that where you start losing faith in what's around you and affect your approach. All right, Steve, got you on the record here, my man. Look, I want to hear from everyone today, 215-592-9494. Are you fired up or still holding back? And if so, on either side, why? Also, tell you something I'm fired up about. What was said last night by the Flyers coach. We'll get to that. You got to hear this audio. Plus, your chance to win $100 worth of food. That's up ahead next as well. All of this on the table the day before the Phils start. Ruben tomorrow at 7. Phone calls. Talk to us. 215-592-9494. Kia ora, Cameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
Here's what's happening at Borgata. Don't miss out on the action at Borgata's Poker Room, where great cards, lucky seats, and high hands bring excitement to every player, open 7 days a week. Excitement is waiting, and you are only miles away from your happy place. Experience award-winning restaurants, exciting bars and live music, big-name entertainment, and a spacious casino filled with your favorite slots and table games. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa doesn't stop. Start planning your getaway today. Visit theborgata.com for more details.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, good morning to you. Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Philly season is soon upon us. I worked out yesterday, John.
Whoa.
Be proud of me.
There you go. What does working out entail for you? I don't think I've ever heard you say that you worked out.
Described.
There'd be some push-ups. There'd be some sit-ups. I didn't get the cardio in a big form. I did the walk. I did the push-ups and sit-ups.
So you're not like going to the gym.
Hold up. How many push-ups and sit-ups?
I gave you a big five of each.
Five push-ups?
Are you kidding
me? Is that a joke?
I am kidding you.
Oh, thank God.
I got to 20. I figured
it's so much better.
I cracked it up to 20.
That's actually,
you did 20 sit-ups.
It's almost kind of worse.
I'm easing into it. You did 20 and then you quit.
Well, and you said, that's my 20 workout. Sit-ups.
I don't know how my body's going to react. So I can tell you right now,
20 sit-ups, that's like you do more than that at work, standing up and sitting down.
Yeah, and 20 push-ups, man. That's like one set of push-ups.
Well, I was on the DeMarco Murray plan when Chip Kelly said his biorhythms weren't right to go and practice that thing.
No, you came in. You were just puffy because you wanted to tell us that you worked out.
I was kind of joking.
I don't know though.
I was joking a little bit.
Is this in preparation for the face off with Jack? Yeah,
I mean, 20 push-ups.
You know, the 20 sit-ups part, that is really pathetic.
Yeah,
That's not really bad, man.
I'll crank it up.
Push-ups, if you haven't done them in a long time, 20.
That's a lot.
If you're not doing the like the assisted push-ups.
Don't give me any credit.
By the way, I didn't say they were continuous. Honestly, it was 10 and 10.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, I think it might be different for a guy,
too. It's embarrassing.
I think it might be easier because triceps are much stronger on guys.
A full push-up is easier for men. Yeah,
when I do push-ups, I do sets at 20.
Absolutely. 20 is where it starts for a child. I'm telling you, it's easier for men to do push-ups with because triceps are stronger on men for some reason. I actually heard that for women, tricep is a weaker muscle, maybe the weakest muscle for a woman. Joe, you should have stronger triceps than 20.
Well, you know, I'll try to rev it up. All right, Devin, are you excited for the Philly season? A lot of questions. Mm. As excited as last year, more excited than 2 weeks ago, lukewarm. Where are you?
I'm excited for baseball to be back. I'm excited for the Philly season. I will say, I think something, you know, expectations, heartbreak from the past few postseasons aside, I do think it deflates it a bit when opening day isn't here. Like when it's down in Washington, D.C., it takes away from the excitement. I think had tomorrow's game been at Citizens Bank Park, we would be really revved up, and I'm sure everyone will be really excited, you know, on Sunday going into Monday's home opener.
Well, hold on, only if they're two and one.
That's true.
If they're 1-2 or God forbid 0-3, that's
on. They're playing the Nationals.
I don't think they're going to be, but I'm just saying, if they're 0-3, that's a different Monday, guys.
Well, you're right, but
I mean,
but
right?
See, I can just already tell that this season,
you know what I mean, the beginning.
We've seen these things before.
You're so right.
It's like when you get ready for a playoff series and game three is at home, but you're down 2-0 before you get to game three.
It's not fun. Doc Rivers is your coach and you're up 3-1.
Well, that's another matter.
Kind of deflates.
All right, Rhea, are you fired up?
I am absolutely fired up because, as you've pointed out, I've lived through a lot of bad baseball teams. I've lived through seasons where it was over before the first pitch ever got thrown. It's still a really good baseball team. So, I mean, do they have their flaws? Yes. One thing that I'm really intrigued by, and Elliot pointed this out as well, and I had put it in an update, the Phillies led spring training by drawing 148 walks.
Yeah.
So maybe they're trying.
They are talking about it.
They talked about it last year, too, and then they just did what... That's my fear, is muscle memory, you know, comes back to people. They just start hacking away.
Yep.
I'm glad that Marchand is the backup. Alvarado looks great. Kepler's had a great spring. And I'm excited that there's going to be some youth. I believe that some of the... I mean, we know Painter's going to come up. But I think Crawford's going to come up at some point this season.
Yeah, and you know who will go? Rojas.
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah.
All right. So look, 215-592-9494. Also, when you call in today, your chance to win a $100 gift card from Wild Fork Foods. Make your baseball tailgate a home run with the best prices and widest selection of tailgate food, including beef jumbo hot dogs and Angus beef burgers. Find Philadelphia area store locations at Wild Fork Foods or shop online and get same-day shipping. You know, we were talking before the show about the great James Caan from the movie The Program. We get into all sorts of conversation about sports movies. Here's the deal today. We've talked about great characters before. I don't know if we've ever done this. The best character ever in a sports movie that was an adversary. An adversary in a sports, and there's so many sports movies and there's so many adversaries. Which character is the best character that was an adversary in a sports movie? Entertained you, annoyed you, posed a challenge to our guy we were rooting for, whatever. Put those thinking caps on, boys and girls. A character from a sports movie that was an adversary. Who's the best of the best? John Ritchie, I turn to you. I don't know if you're going Mount Rushmore or not. And this goes for everyone today at 215-592-9494. John, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm going Mount Rushmore because there is no way in the world I could vote against Ivan Drago.
That's a big one.
Ivan Drago was the embodiment of the Cold War.
That's a really big one.
Ivan Drago, he scared me. This was, what, 1985-ish?
I think.
I was in fifth grade. Sure. I can remember going to the movie theater over at the Capital City Mall to watch this with Dan Capello. It really was rowdy in the theater. Like,
and he was doing steroids.
The heart of the Cold War. Everyone was doing steroids.
Well, I don't know about all that.
Everyone who did boxing movies back then, yeah. They were all doing steroids.
All right, Drago. So John's not messing around. He goes to one of the big three adversaries from the Rocky series. Devin, give me an adversary in a sports movie.
From The Sandlot, The Beast.
Yeah.
The Beast as an adversary.
Yeah, doesn't always have to be an opponent. Like, I was thinking of Max Mercy from The Natural, who's an adversary of
Shorts.
You were
thinking of The Natural? What a shock.
I'm
surprised you went to The Natural.
There's no one player, but, you know, Max Mercy was a pain in the ass as a reporter. I hate pain in the ass sports reporters. Good morning to you. James Seltzer. Speaking of James Seltzer. James, give me an adversary in a sports movie.
I'll go with a movie that I think rocks and you didn't like, which is a bad take by you as usual. Mm-hmm. Anthony Edwards in Hustle was awesome.
That movie. Yeah, well, he was fine. No, I think he did a pretty good job. I just didn't like the Sixers role in that movie. Rhea, an adversary.
How about now, where the Sixers are now? It feels a little more appropriate, doesn't it?
It does now. Rhea, an adversary in a sports movie. A great character.
No one makes me bleed my own blood. White Goodman in Dodgeball.
Oh, in Dodgeball.
Ben Stiller.
Okay.
Did you ever see Dodgeball?
I have not.
Ah!
I have not seen it.
Joe, it's a fun movie.
Joe doesn't like comedy.
He won't like it.
I don't like most comedy. That is true. All right. An adversary in a sports movie. There are so many sports movies. Put those thinking caps on. Give us a great answer. 215-592-9494. Speaking of answers, wait till you hear what John Tortorella said last night. We'll get to that in a moment. Let's get to Mike right now. Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
What's up, Mike? Doing great.
Good. So I got I think Raging Bull, the Sugar Ray Robinson. I think that's one of the best.
Now that's real life, but we'll think about whether we want to count that or not. I was thinking more in the fictional variety. Obviously, Sugar Ray is an all-time boxer, but okay, I'll write it down.
Either that or
next guy's going to call it and say the Soviets. in the 80 hockey movie. And then, did you just say Apollo Creed, Mike?
He did.
Apollo
Mike,
Creed
Mike,
too,
Mike,
yeah.
Mike, Mike,
Mike.
Enough. Mike. All right? Only I take that many answers off the board.
Does that count?
No, Apollo can't win because he said Sugar Ray Robinson.
Oh, my God.
Which we don't even know if he can win.
Apollo, that's massive.
Okay, all right. We got you noted there. What do you got on the Phillies, Mike?
I mean, I think Sugar Ray Robinson should count. We set up an adversary in a sports movie.
Even though it's
real
life?
We didn't say fiction.
No, we didn't.
We didn't.
We didn't.
Yeah.
We didn't. All right, Mike, what do you got for us, pal?
So I'm just fired up for the Phillies in general. I mean, I'm not lukewarm. I'm not thinking they're going to the World Series, but I'm just ready for some stress in my life.
I think they could go to the World Series.
That's a good line.
Stress. I'm excited. The Eagles Super Bowl was way too easy to sit there and enjoy it and eat wings and smile. I'm just ready to yell at a TV on a Wednesday night.
You know what? I mean, Mike, that's a great point. I wonder, here I am
saying,
get
the juices flowing.
Hey, when you mention the World Series and I feel like, oh my gosh, yeah, hey, we could go to that. It really does feel way too casual the way I feel about the World Series as it relates to our Phillies. I think in part because of the Eagles. I think in part because the Eagles are so amazing and because, wow, part of what I feel like the immediacy of this season being upon us is because the Eagles played so far and so deep and so great. I think this baseball team can be that great. They are that experienced, that's for sure. They got the postseason pedigree now.
Because you're essentially saying the pressure's kind of off, at least in your mind. I think a lot of Philadelphia sports fans are in the same boat as you, John.
Oh, I disagree. The pressure is on.
Oh, it's on.
It is on.
When it relates to the Eagles, like it's not like we're waiting and waiting for a team to bring us another parade, right?
Yeah, but it's not that pressure. People are like, they're going to get broken up. Schwarber's not going to get re-signed. JT's not going to get re-signed.
A lot of free agents.
Rob Thompson could get dumped. I mean, I think this team has more pressure on it. Gosh, and any Philadelphia sports team since
the Eagles in 2004?
Yeah, maybe 20 years ago with the Eagles. I mean that.
Yeah, John's team. You know the pressure to finally get there.
I mean it.
Those 2 years, I'm telling you, it was crazy. It was every day at the grocery store. Hey, Richie, Super Bowl or what?
Yeah.
I really was looking at my, it's March. I just arrived in town.
But does
it's
that
March.
I just hope that that doesn't, because we saw it kind of affect the players, I think, especially towards the end of last season. I just hope that that pressure doesn't get to them this season.
Well, they got to be pros. That's the job.
If it does, then they're not a championship
team. Yeah, I mean, look, the 80 Phillies dealt with it. I mean, they had a tremendous amount of pressure.
The Sixers dealt with it back in the late
70s.
Well, they finally dealt with it in 83. But
better prepared.
And look, the Sixers, you go to 80 and 82, and when they got to the finals those 2 years, obviously got there in 77 as well. I mean, the Lakers were a juggernaut. I mean, there's no shame to losing to Magic and Kareem in six
games.
There's
a shame in being up 2-0 over
Portland.
And losing that.
All right, James, true or false, more pressure, and I think the answer is true because I think there's more pressure than on any Sixers team in the last 7 years, more pressure on this Phillies team than any Philadelphia sports team since the 04 Eagles.
No, I don't think that's necessarily true, but I definitely think there is a lot of pressure.
Give me
them.
The team.
I mean,
2011 Phillies, no, because
no,
they won the World Series. Yeah.
I mean, it feels like there have been Eagles teams, though, along
Who?
The line. Like
No. No. Give me the team.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I mean, like...
08 had a lot of pressure because it was the fifth time in the conference title
game. But even then, you're right, it's not as much.
It also kind of came out of nowhere because they were 9-6-1. It was a three-week build-up.
It might have been since 04. Either way, there is definitely a ton of pressure
massive.
On this team. There is no... Like, the whole no-pressure thing is nonsense.
Yeah,
like, yeah,
massive pressure. All right, 215-592-9494. Let me tell you what also is nonsense. An answer John Tortorella gave yesterday after the Flyers game. So first off, let me tell you, Twitter poll questions of the day. We got three of them. All brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevy is your Corvette headquarters. Have you dreamt about owning a Corvette? Well, now is the time. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. First poll question. Phillies over-under is 91 wins. Excuse me, 91.5 wins. 91.5. Do you think the Phillies go over or under 91.5 wins this year? Last year, they got to 95. Now, remember, the Braves were down with their injuries. So that kind of changes the equation a bit. 91.5 over-under, which way do you go? Second poll question. Uniform. Should I wear it on Monday? Not tomorrow. Full Phillies uniform. Should I wear it for the home opener, to the home opener on Monday? John, we will let people weigh in.
Are you going to let them decide or just weigh in?
I don't know. You know who might decide, Rhea? I'm not kidding. The Phillies this weekend.
Oh, if they have a bad weekend, you're not wearing it?
Yeah, sort of less inclined. I mean, I'm just being honest. But then there's something to be said for being the guy that's the hero that steps up and helps them turn that frown upside down.
You're a hero.
I'm a hero.
Wait, so what happened last season or home
you
opener?
You wore it.
No, I know. But the one that you, like, is it proving good luck when you
well,
wear
they got
it
to,
is what I want to
they
know.
Got to Game 6 of the World Series and Game 7 in the NLCS. They went further than they did when you wore it.
Well, okay. All right.
Not a hero. Devin, not a hero.
Not a hero.
But to the opener. Did you wear it to the season opener?
Yes. Well, the home opener. It's a home opener thing. So, yeah, the home opener.
Okay.
So, look, but I want to – you guys tell me. I mean, on one hand, a lot of people are saying enough with the traditions of the last couple of years, like dancing on my own, get that out. You know, some people are like, get the players out. Some people are like, get Rob Thompson out. So we ask you, should the uniform be out? Or is it one of those things that's like, this is what we do, do it. Do what we do. And by the way, they did get further when I wore it.
All right, so should I wear the uniform, yes or no? Third Twitter poll question. Do you want Tortorella back next year as the Flyers head coach?
No.
Notice we phrase it that way because there's a chance he quits. He retires, he resigns. So that could be they fire him or he quits or they choose to keep him. We ask this question, do you want him back, Rhea? You do not?
No.
All right, let's listen to John Tortorella last night. By the way, they are 1-11 in their last 12 games. They gave up seven goals for the second consecutive game. And then last night after the game, Tortorella said this.
It's my job to prepare this team in this type of situation. Haven't done a good enough job past couple of games.
These last two games, are you sensing frustration setting in? Maybe it's a cumulative effect from last week playing well and not getting results?
Well, when you're in this type of situation and you're losing all the time and there's nothing at the end of the tunnel for you, there's certainly going to be some frustration. But this falls on me. I'm not really interested in learning how to coach this type of season where we're at right now. But I have to do a better job. So this falls on me, getting the team prepared to play the proper way until we get to the end.
Look, I know the guy doesn't have pliers, okay? I get it. I know they just traded players at the trade deadline. I know that deflated the team and took away some of their better skill. But I don't know how you bring the guy back. It's 2 years in a row that it's an utter collapse. I mean, it's just like, I know they don't have enough players. We all know they don't have enough players. But can they do better than giving up 14 goals in the last two games? I mean,
yeah,
that's
a lot.
For the love of God. I mean, 1-11. It's 2 years in a row. They got right to the trade deadline and had an absolute freaking collapse. And by the way, part of this thing for next year, obviously, is going to be better players and charging up the fan base. Part of it also is going to be giving the fan base hope based on a new angle on who leads your franchise. What people call brand. I don't like that term all the time.
It's not a good brand right now.
It's a bad brand.
Yeah. Tortorella is not going to engender hope.
No.
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 Quite the opposite.
So, Tortorella, would you can him? Let us know. 2-1. I mean, it's really bad. I know a lot of people aren't paying attention to the Flyers. I get it. But, guys, I know historically you love the Flyers. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace right now. And then the coach is saying, I'm not doing it. You know, it's not an Andy Reid. Like, he's actually not doing a good job. He's, like, actually not doing a good job. They don't even compete. Let's go to the phones.
It's basically saying he's not. Equipped or interested to deal with coaching a team like
that's
a
this.
Like this.
Quote.
And by the way, they're not going to be the 85 Oilers next year. No. It's still going to be a ramp up.
I can't imagine if I'm a player and I hear my coach.
I agree, John.
Say, single me and my teammates out.
Yeah.
He's putting himself above the team. Like I am. This team is below me, my worthiness as a coach. These players don't live up to how great I am, so why should I bother? I can't imagine these players. How does that motivate me?
You know when the last time I
quite
feel like...
Quite the opposite. It motivates me to go in there and try to strangle them.
Yeah. The last time, Rhea, tell me if you remember this. The last time I feel like we heard something sort of like this from a Philadelphia coach... was Doug Collins in the final year when he talked about he was looking for an exit strategy.
Oh, yeah. No,
Just remember, these are grown men.
Exit strategy.
Yeah, he...
I think he was a really good coach when he was interested, but that third year, he's looking for an exit strategy. Bynum didn't play.
He lost me as a fan. That
it was
last
horrible.
Year. I hate it. His final news conference when it was all about him, you're right. That's very similar.
And I think the guy could really coach, but at some point, it's like, come on, dude. Tortorella last night. I mean, enough. Enough. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls and all this. Should the Flyers can Tortorella, your excitement or lack thereof for the Phils? Look, I'm fired up, guys. We got a great baseball team. I repeat, we got a great baseball team. Doesn't guarantee you win the World Series. It does guarantee you're probably going to have a pretty damn good year. So tell us where you stand on that, plus Ruben tomorrow in studio, phone calls on all these topics, and your chance to win $100 at Wild Fork Foods. Give us the best character ever in a sports movie that was an adversary. Best answer wins the prize. Joe DeCameron and John Ritchie on this Wednesday morning on 94 WIP.